The Canterbury DHB says up to 15 people injured in the mosque shootings will need to have ongoing surgery for years. It's been almost 3 months since the attacks in Christchurch, and so far nearly 120 people have been treated for their injuries. But as Logan Church reports, the ongoing surgeries are not only having a huge impact on the lives of the victims, but placing a huge strain on the hospital system itself.
Tamil Atachiju was shot 9 times at the Elnor Mosque on March 15th, making it impossible to walk or move easily. Whilst he's recovered from initial surgery, which enabled him to get out and about again, he's back at Burwood Hospital.
This time this is for my left arm, to have, which is the broken and missing piece of the bones on my bottom level, lower level and upper level. And they did harvested some bones from my left hips, and then they replaced it. The bone cements take it out and put the original bones to make long-term stronger.
But Tamel is only one of many requiring ongoing surgery. Standing outside the CDHB's outpatients building back in the central city, Chief of Surgery Greg Robertson explains.
Of the patients that we've had out in the community, there are quite a number of them that have had procedures done that were damage control procedures, so they ended up with a colostomy or injuries that need nerve reconstructions, those type of things, fractures that need metal eventually to be removed. So that group of patients will come back over the next 6 to 12 months, some a little earlier, some a little later in terms of when they'll be ready for their surgery.
And some of those people are going to have to keep coming back for years.
Well, we would estimate there's probably between 10 and 15 people who will require further surgical intervention over the years. Now, that assumes that all of the problems that we've corrected don't have any further issues with them. So people have had a laparotomy, a cut into the abdomen. Hernias can occur as a consequence of that type of surgery, so those sort of things may be longer down the line before they represent.
A huge number of hours have been put in by hundreds of CDHB staff following the attacks. Aside from the initial 48 patients who arrived at the emergency department on the day, the CDHB says another 70 patients arrived with minor injuries in the following weeks. Since the attacks, 88 operations have been performed. All victims combined have spent about 19,500 hours in hospital, plus about 3,000 hours in ICU. Greg Robertson says that has had a knock-on effect on those already waiting for surgeries.
You know, we're now almost 3 months out after the event. There's one individual still in hospital, so it's not something that goes away quickly, you know, and that's the bit that you don't estimate. And if you look at the broader service provisions for our population, you know, because we had all that work to do for the mosque's victims, we were unable to do all the surgery that we would routinely do. There was about 200 people who had their surgery deferred in that first week, another 150 the subsequent week, before we got back to sort of business as usual.
Mr. Robertson says staff are also having to take extra time off.
Our way of dealing with this was to try and reduce the demand of the hospital in that immediate week or two after the event. And some of the deferred surgery was really, we did the stuff we had to do, but anything that we thought was less urgent was deferred so that the patients could be cared for in the first instance, but also it gave some of the staff that had been working, you know, pretty continuously over the course of the weekend and the early part of that first week a chance to have a break to catch their breath and get back to where they should be.
The opening of a new hospital building in the coming year, which was supposed to open 2 years ago, is also expected to relieve some of the pressure on surgery staff. In Christchurch for Checkpoint, Logan Church.